says the question, some rich man gimel, some cotton dollar. If you can a shine on the place, if you're able to give matnas kahuna to a kohen cotton, and the Torah is chafdal matnas kahuna, there's 24 matanas that are given to a kohen. There's truma, there's number one, there's chala, meganisus, and shir, you give chala to the kohen, there's a zroya, v'chaim, v'akeva, meshach the behema, parts of the behema go to the kohen, there's zroya, v'chaim, v'akeva. Agave, I don't know how well known this is, but the chayayim literally means the cheeks, but it also includes the tongue. It also includes the tongue. So, in the times when matnas kahuna were given, all tongue on the market was owned by the kohanim. It was all that they had that whole market of tongue. Zerah chayim v'akeva is a matnas kahuna which is mutar nazar, so they were able to sell it. We know from Rashi and Pashriyeh that the tongue is a chashra piece of wasa meat, but it was all owned by the kohanim. And then it's Pinyan Ben, and there's other matnas kahuna. So the shayla in the Paiskim is, can you be yotze matnas kahuna by giving it to a kohen cotton also? So the Ksais wants to say a new reason why you should not be able to give it to a cotton. And it's not that the Paiskim don't talk about this reason. The Ksais says, the reason why you can't give matnas kahuna to a kohen cotton is because when you give matnas kahuna, when you give truma, there's a mitzvah of nesina. Part of the mitzvah is the actual nesina, giving it to him. Is a machlokes the Rambam and Ramban say for mitzvahs if there are two mitzvahs in the Tayyik mitzvahs, one mitzvah that freshes truma and there's a second mitzvah of giving the truma, or is it all one mitzvah in the Tayyik mitzvahs of the afresh separating the truma and giving the truma? But lechol day is part of the mitzvah is to give the truma to the kohen. So Tayyik says the mitzvah of giving matnas kahuna, the kohen has to be kohen. It's not enough just to give it to him; you have to give it to him, and the kohen has to be kohen. Tayyik says cotton would not be able to be kohen. It's a Gemara Mitzvah that you base. The Gemara says that a cotton picks up a Mitzvah in the street, he's not kohen. They're born and they're masakim, they dake shalom, then there shouldn't be any fighting, we let the kid keep it. Of Midraisa, a cotton cannot be kohen when he picks up from Hefka or Mitzvah. The Rishonim do say that. That when you makna to a cotton, that's a chaz makna, so then the cotton is kohen. If you have that sechas makna, so a cotton would be kohen. And I always understood it because the reason why cotton. What? This might be a suffix in one Tosis in Sanhedrin. But it's a Tosis in Gittin, that's Samachtan on the Beis, which they all quote, which is Meir Chanit, and so we train in many places. They name for the Poshet that sechas makna say helps by cotton. And I think the way it works is because the Gemara in Babasa from Malnov and Mugesif over there explains from that Gemara that the halach in Kinyonim, you have to have kavanah al kinyon. If a person, something falls in his pocket, he doesn't realize it, he's not kohen. You have to know, you have to have kavanah of a kinyon. So I always understood, that's the reason why cotton cannot be kohen, because since the cotton is not a badass, his kavanah al kinyon, he's missing the kavanah al kinyon. Where does it say you have to have das or any kavanah of a kinyan? That's the Gemara. So since you have to have kavanah of a kinyan, that's why cotton cannot be kohen. But that's only when there's only one side in the kinyan. It's only the cotton himself trying to be kohen from hefka. There's no second side. But if you have two sides from the kinyan, you have a makna and a kohenah, like you have a buyer and a seller, that's the chodesh of das achas makna. So it's enough that the seller, the one being makna, it has kavanah. As long as one side has kavanah over here in this kinyan that he wants to be makna, that's enough to create a kin. You don't need the cotton skin. And that's the famous Gemara in Sukkah that don't give a lulav an esrik to a cotton on the first day of Sukkah because cotton is not kani, but he cannot be makna back. The cotton can be. How is the cotton kani over there? Because you have to ask a makna, say, because the far is makna then. Oh. So, Machaya over here, we makna
is
good.
To be makna is a cold that you can
come on. Yeah, but it's enough with that's a chas makna, say.
No. To be makna back.
Right. Well,
why
is it enough one side of the kohenah? I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I hear. That seems to be, I guess that's makna is more, is stronger. Stronger.
That's makna because you're giving it from your chesed to this kavanah.
That seems to be the part. The Gemara says beferish that a cotton cannot be kohenah from hefka on his own, he cannot be kohenah. But with that's the chesnakna, so if someone's makna to Magol's makna, he can be kohen. So over here, by matnas kahuna, it should work. Because the Yisrael is a godel, and he's giving it to the kohen cotton. So what's the problem? So it says, no, it won't be good. Because there's a Gemara in Kedushin, that's in Ches, The Gemara has the shayla if you could be makash and isha with truma. Yisrael has a huge field. He's makfish truma. Let's say he has a fortune of truma to give, $100,000 worth of truma. Can you be makash and isha with that truma? Take his truma and give it to an isha. What's the value of the truma? The value of the truma is teva sana. The value is he gets to choose which coin to give it to. How much would you pay for $100,000, which is given to you? Unless you have to give it to a coin, but you could choose any coin in the world. It's definitely worth a pruta. You know, that teva sana, that value that you get to choose which coin to be mahana with this $100,000, it should be worth something. But the Gemara actually has a machlokes. If teva sana is mamon or not, is that called mamon? And one man the maholz, teva sana ain't a mamon. You don't really have anything from it. You're bechuyah to give it away. You have to give it to a coin. Teva sana ain't a mamon. You cannot be mekash nisha with that. It's not called the mamon of the Yisrael to be mekash nisha with it. So time to excise. And that's how the Ram Paskins. The Ram Paskins Tevesana in a moment. And Perikei Chasishas Alachavav. So Tanya Dixois, Ibezoi, you don't have that. For that's Makna. That's the first Makna. So it has to be yours. Since the Chum is not really yours, you cannot be Mekash Nisha with it. It's not called Mamoinai. Therefore, Tanya Dixois, that's not called that's the first Makna. So you're not the Makna. It's not Mamoinai. It's a Mela. Dixois wants to say that you Taka can't give. This chiddush, you cannot give matnas kahuna to a kain cotton for this reason, because the cotton will not be kaina. The only way cotton can be kaina is das ches maknesai. But in truma, since we hold teva sana in a moment, there's no das ches maknesai. But then the ksai says one of the chafdal matnas kahuna, he says a chayy should be able to give to a cotton, pidina ben, because pidina ben is a little different. Every other one of the matnas kahuna, you could say is not mamoine teva sana in a moment, because as soon as you mafish the truma, it's not yours. Well, as soon as you mafish even the Zerah Chayim Vakeva, all you have is Teva Sana, and the Gemara says you cannot be Mekash Nisha with it. But the Hay Slam of Hidin Ben, that is yours. There's no Hafrash over there. You just take it out of your pocket and you give it to a Kayin. So those Hay Slam, even if you mazamin it and you say, I'm giving, and this is going to be what I'm going to use for Hidin Ben, but still, it's your Hay Slam. Let's say you change your mind, you take those Hay Slam and you Mekash Nisha with it. Those five silver coins. You can definitely Mekash Nisha with it before you do Hidin Ben.
That's.
What?
For
mitzvah the koyin?
Yeah.
I guess not. The Gzais is only clearing over here. His whole problem, his whole issue over here is how is the koyin claim of the money? How is koyin claim of the matnas kahuna? So time the Gzais, 23 out of 24 matnas kahuna would be the klal of tevis na in your moment. You cannot be mekash nisha with it. But pidyon ben is different. Pidyon ben, there's no hafrasha. There's a mela, those hay slime, just like you could be mekash nisha with it.
I go to
Kohen,
I give him
$5,
I don't tell him.
I'm just spinning up there. And he's saying if a cotton has no dust.
I hear what you're saying.
The coin doesn't have to do anything. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but the Ksais is only handling over here. His whole shag has only been to give the kidney. It's all bothersome. And he brings down the Saka Pichadish that says this. It's Pichadish, which seems to be the kid. So the Pichadish says, he doesn't talk about the other mountain of Skuna, but he says, you can do Pidyon HaBen with a Kohen cotton. You can give to a Kohen who's a cotton, Pidyon HaBen. So Ksais explains that he, with his shita, that Pichosh is only saying in a Pidyon HaBen. All other matnas kahuna, you cannot do it because the kid, the cotton, will not be kaina. But Pidyon HaBen, you have das ches maknesai, it would work. Then the Ksais wants to say another svara that cotton should be able to be kaina all matnas kahuna, with a toisis in the beginning of Mitzrayim Meir, that's Samach Hesem Beis and Sanhedrin. So, we're not going through the whole sugi over there. The Gemara comes out with a whole case that a cotton has money midiraisa. And Taisus the Kasha, how does a cotton have money midiraisa? The cotton is not kaina. So, Taisus first teres is the Pasha teres. If das ches maknesai, someone gave it to him. But then Taisus is the second teres, which seems to me, why is he the second teres? I think Taisus is mesupik if this is true. Taisus seems to be mesupik on this cloud, the holy shenim and naming on, that das ches maknesai works. Taisus is not so sure. It's two truths of Taisus. So, the second teres is, the case where Cotton has money is where he was working, and his lesson is the Maisi Yodav, the Malach Dev Schat Tichay Shalay Midaraisa. What a Cotton works for Schat Tichay, that is his Midaraisa. Even though Cotton cannot be cutting anything else, and according to this Tosafot, even that Sachas Maknesai will not work. And from Hefka will not work, and Olkinyam will not work. But if he works for something, if a kid puts up a sukkah, you hire him to do a sukkah, and you pay him for it. When you pay him for his work, that for sure he's kaina. So Tanya D'Ksois, that's why Matnas Kahuna will also be his. He could also be Kohen Minatay. So what does D'Ksois mean? What's the Sushtal? So Nesivus asked that. What's D'Ksois mean in this word? And he says it sounds like D'Ksois is maybe referring to a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk, the end of Pashas Kairach. pasuk says that the reason why we have matnas kahuna is kischahu nachem chenach avidaschem bayom boyet. The whole inyan matnas kahuna is cha chenach in exchange for the avoid in the mishkan in the base of mikdash in the mishkan. For the avoid they do, that's why we give them matnas kahuna. The Torah says. The Torah says in other places also. That's why they're getting it. So lechayy, that's what this means. It's chenach avidaschem also. Of effect the nesivis that's not true lechayy because a cotton does not b'nei avoda. This cotton never worked in the Beis Hamikdash. She's not b'nei avoda. So what does the Ksais mean? He blives shvei. So I think what the Ksais means is you have to understand the whole svar of Taisus. What's Taisus svar that tzchat hircha your malachta? It says.
Because in
Yeah. So what's the tushel to this Taisus? I think the tushel is Taisus is saying a svar that even if you hold the cotton cannot be kind anything new and it cannot even that tzchat makmasi doesn't work. But his goof he definitely owns, his own body he owns, his own hands he owns, and his work he owns also. It's amazing when he's taking something in exchange for his work, that's for sure coming to him. And it's together as a shalayhu lekeach. I don't have to be kain, it's already mine. This is in place of my work, shalayhu lekeach. When he's taking shalayhu lekeach, you don't need a kinyan. It's amazing, I think the Ksais is comparing it, matnas kahuna also is coming to every kain. It's shalayhu lekeach, I'm taking what's coming to me. When I'm taking what's coming to me, you don't even need a kinyan. It's already mine. I think that's the svar. That's the second svar of the Ksais with this svar of Taisus. But if you wouldn't have this chiddush of Taisus and this comparison to it, that matnas kahuna is beged schat hircha malachta, the Ksais sheet is you cannot give matnas kahuna to a kohen cotton again because the Ksais is machadish that first of all kohen is not kohen, we know, and the Ksais is machadish that's chas makna so it will not work by matnas kahuna because since we hold Taisus in a moment it's not really yours. And therefore, you cannot be makne. That's chas makne. Say the nesivis wants to din zech on the whole tzayis. Nesivis wants to taina. Just because the Torah had gave it din the sina by matnas kahuna, who says that's to be a kinyan? Maybe it's just a nesina. You give it to the kohen. The kohen eats it. He was never kohen. It doesn't. It's not important. It's like a guest in your house. You give it to you. He doesn't have to be kohen. He just eats it. You just give the matnas. Who says is it din kinyan by matnas kahuna? That's the nesivis taina. Demis is, it's not the Sivis times this, because if you look in the Ksais, he himself, one second, the Sivis, when he wants to say this Chiddush, that you don't need a Kenyan, he asks on himself, in the famous Gemara, Bab Metziah, that Fidan Falam Adalaf, the Gemara says, Maisim Magamliz Kenyan, Shir Yibayim Besvina. The Maisim Magamliz Kenyan were going in a boat, and obviously it took longer than expected, they were stuck out in sea, and Magamliz realized it was Shnas Abir, it was time to, you have to give Maisa every year. But by the third and sixth year, there's a special halacha of bia. You have to make sure at that time you can save your maisa. Whenever you have maisa, it's no emergency, it's no rush. You can give it next month, the following month, you can save it. Eventually, you give it to the levi. The trimmer's the maisa, the trimmer's the kohen, and the maisa's to the levi. But by shnasa bia, by the end of the third year, the Torah says, give everything away. No more, don't let anything pile up. Make sure you give away all your maisa. So it's already becoming shnasa bia, the end of shnasa bia. And Galil realized he had maisa he didn't give away. So he made a kinyan to Gil made a kinyan with him in the boat. It was a Bishua who was a levy. So he said, "Isishin yasalama nasan Yeshua makami muskalay." And he even made a kinyan. He was seichat him the makam that we do by sometimes by mechias chametz, and therefore the levy should be kinyan with the kinyan chatzah. And that year was Maisa ani the third and the second fourth fifth. I'm sorry, what was it again? The first second. Fourth and fifth years, you give Maisa Sheni. After Maisa Rishon, you give to the Levi, 10% to the Levi, you give Maisa Sheni. 10% you take your Yerushalayim to eat. And the third and sixth years, instead of Maisa Sheni, you do Maisa Ani. You give 10% to the Ani. That year was Maisa Ani. So he had with him on the boat a Kiva ben Yosef, Shchayr B'Kiva, Shem. So he said, and they say, Acha Shin Yosalam ben Nosan Kiva ben Yosef, they Shizka ben Aniyim. B'Kiva ben Yosef was a Gavit Tzedaka. So he was Yosef giving his Maisa Ani to him, and he even made a kinyan with him. He was seichet to him the mokum that the Maisa was sitting in order that he should be kainet. So why was the Gemara so makbid that Gemara should make kinyanim over here? If the din is just a person in the Sina, what sounds like the Gemara was more makbid on kinyanim?
Because
he
couldn't
give Nesina. There would be no Nesina without the Mekhami Muslim. There would be no Eifin on Nesina either. Okay, you're right. So what's the Bekasha? I don't know, But the Nesivus does explain, it's Mashal Gemara that he wanted to have a Kenyan Mamashtem, but the Nesivus does explain, the Torah says there was Shnas Abiyah. Every time when you give Nesina to the Kayin has time, you know, till he eats it up. So there's plenty of time. You don't have to make a Kenyan. Eventually he'll eat it, and by Shnas Abiyah it'll be gone. But by Shnas Abiyah, I guess he felt if it wasn't, I'm not sure, Shnas Abiyah, the Sivis is saying, then you do need a Kenyan. To be Mabar, to get, you have to get out of your Rishus. It's not enough to, because you're giving it to the, that's the Vatlachai. If you're giving it to the Levi, and the Levi doesn't eat it, but Lamaisa, who still owns it if the Levi wasn't kind of it? The Yisrael still owns it, so he wasn't Mekayim Shnas Abiyah. He didn't get the Chomis out of, he didn't get the Maisus out of his Rishus. He wants to get the maestro out of his shoes, that's where he had to make sure to make a Kenyan. No, you are Mekayim, but I guess you're not. But you're not Mekayim beer. I hear you say. Maybe not.
Maybe
you're
both. You're Mekayim Mechim?
If you gave it away and he didn't eat it,
he's
still
Mabar. I hear what you're asking. Sivus does say this far. He says, for the mitzvahs Nasini, you don't need Kenyan. But for beer, that should be to be Mekayim beer. That should be out of your Rishus. He has to be. If he's not Kenyan, it's still in your Rishus. Okay, but Akoponim, I hear you asking. I'm just saying over the Nesivus. It's like something we have to think about. But the Nesivus does say this far that besides Shnas Abiyah, you can look at it inside Siman Reish from Gimel, Nesivus of Katan Chas. The Nesivus does want to tie things at this point on the Ksois that for Nesin, the Matnes Kuna, it's enough to have. You don't need Kenyan. You don't need Kenyan. Right, he talks about that, right? They talk about this. What the, actually, then the Ksois in himself in the Siman, it's not the Siva says it like it's his own svar, but the Ksois himself is Meyer in this, that maybe you don't need a Kenyan. He himself talks about this, that maybe all you need is an Asina without a Kenyan. And the Ksois is Deichelev. The Ksois says, no, he holds Pashu, you need a Kenyan. Why? He says, because we find by Matnas Aniyim of Lekat Shechel Peya, the Torah says, Loshon Raziva, that there's no din b'chal nesina by Lekat Shechel Peya. You don't have to pick it up and give it to Ani, you just leave it there. The mitzvah is to leave it there for an Ani, any Mekani missile, and Ani come and get it. So the time of the Ksois, by Lekat Shechel Peya, there's no zich no din Kenyan because not even din nesina, it's only din Aziva, just to leave it there. It was like the Ksois, since by Matnas Kuna Torah gave more than just a Ziv, you don't just leave it there for the Kohen to come as an extra din to give it to the Kohen. It's like the Ksois is Mestaber, the Kohen has to be Kohen. This is the Svar. Mestaber, the Kohen has to be Kohen. And I guess on this point is what the Nesivus is going on. The Nesivus is Chayel. The Nesivus says, no, even we have it in the scene, it's also it's enough, just give it to him. Give it to him so he can eat it, but you don't have to have a Kenyan. So that's the Machaikas, the Ksois and the Nesivus. If you have to have Matnas Kuna, is it enough with the Nesina without a Kenyan, or do you have to have a Kenyan? You have to leave it. Aziva. Yeah. You don't have to. You have no tevis in either.
No
tevis in either. That's right. Yeah, there's no tevis in either. Okay. I was thinking, even if you hold that Matnas Kuna has to have a Kenyan, like the Ksois, there's a different sphere why you could give it to a Kohen Katan. Because there's a sugya of Machir Kahuna in Bovasa. In Peg Yeshnef, in the Chichach Gimel on Beis, the famous Sugya, the Gemara says, talks about Yerusha's Bechor, then it's Bechor, it's Neitu Pishnaim. When you do Yerusha, say there's four sons, you divide, and there's, let's say, $100,000, you divide up the money in five parts, it'll be $20,000 each part, and the Bechor will get two parts, the Bechor will get $40,000, everybody, all the other three sons will get $20,000 each. So Bechor gets double, Pishnaim. So the Gemara says, that Ein Bechor Neitu Bereke B'Muchzak, Gemara's a Joshua. That this din that a Bechor gets Pishnaim, it's only what was muchzik to the father. The father had muchzik, he was muchzik and he was holding it at the time he died. But something was roi for the father, something was roi to come to the father, l'moshal halva. Let's say the father lent someone money, and milvim leitzad nidna. Right now the money was out of the father's shus. That money, when that loiva pays it back later to the yashim, they divide equally. The Bechor does not get Pishnaim. Any money that wasn't in his hands at that time, l'moshal halva, that's called Roi, and Roi, there's no Pishnayim. The Bechor does not get double. He gets a regular Chel like everybody else. And as I make a pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Chesh Mishpat, I think it's Reishayim Ches. Then the Gemara says, it's not the Halacha. The Gemara says, talks about, there was such a thing in the times of the Gemara, that in certain cities, there would be a Makir Kahuna. There was a Kayin, that it was already Makubal, that all Matnas Kuna went to that Kayin. A certain Chashav Kayin, that everyone was Makshav, and they just, and all the Kanam knew, all the Matnas Kuna in that town, everybody gives to that Kayin. So the Gemara says, if somebody got to Shechter the Behema, and he had his Rav HaChaim Bakeva, and he did not give it to the Kayin yet, and then this kohen died, that matnas kohuna will go to that kohen's son, the makiri kohuna's son, because since he had a mind, everyone had a mind to give it to his chashav kohen, now they're going to give it to his son's Yerusha. And in that Yerusha, the Bechor will yes get Pishnayim, gets Pishnayim, because that's called Mochzik. Since he's Makir Kahuna, we know for sure he was going to get it, even though he didn't get it yet, and he's getting it later, that's called Mochzik. So this is a Chir Zeh Shver Gemar. Even if you say that the Makir Kahuna is an Ungunum and a Zach, he's going to give it, the Chir is not more than Halva. Halva, for sure he's going to get payback, for sure he's Mochiv to pay back. And when the Mloiva pays back Halva, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. The Chir is a little pella to go say, but this money is called Mochzik, so it's not a for sure thing, and Makikun is more expected. Okay, nice. The Shvam mutches on it, but it doesn't say a club shot. There's no not club shot. Tosis even has, it seems to much on it. Tosis tries to explain it that there's a locha of matana muetes. The person tells someone, "I'm going to give you matana muetes. You cannot back out." If a person tells someone he's going to give him matzah yadala, you're mechuyev to give it. You cannot go back anywhere. But matana meruba, a person says matana meruba, that you could back out. First, I'm going to give you $1,000, and the next day, you know what? It's a little hard for me. I'm not going to do it. I change my mind. You're not going to change your mind. So, Taina Tosis, this dinner makir kahuna is a dinner of matana muletis. It's like how they cannot back out. And since he cannot back out, that's why it's called mochzik. But with still, Shvet Tosis is not answering. What about halva? Halva also you cannot back out. Halva for sure you can back out. Halva is not called mochzik. Why should this be called mochzik? There's a Rashi in Gittin, the same Gemara as in Gittin, the Flamed. Rashi in Gittin says a different pshat. Rashi says, "Came in the Mus the Pshitu Dunga the Dehu Yavlu." Since it was a double posture to the whole world that this kohen is getting it, asking Lushakahani Datai. All the other kahanim are Masiach Das from it, or Zevi the Miyayish from it. Vahave command the Motun Yidai Dahani. It says Zevi already came to the hands of this kohen, of this Makir Gehuna. But it's still a bit so schwer. I mean, Halva also, everyone else is, you would say Miyayish, no one's expecting it, then it's for sure going to come to him. If Halva is called Roy, Why should this matnas kohuna makirin? Why should that be called mochzik? So the ksois mutches on it. Ksois and reishayin ches have gotten tesvav. He tells him this. He wants to say it's mashia from here that for pishnayim you don't need kinyan. Even though it's not kani to him, just it's already it can be called mochzik. Can be called mochzik. But it doesn't really answer the kasha of halva. Why should I? The exception is mechash al chish over there. There's so mixed shvua to give his chava, let's say $1,000 mixed shvua. Then and the chesachar means that she tossed in simin reish zayin. He brings a machoikus yishainim if his shvua goes be yerusha. If somebody mixed shvua, he's going to give Reuven $1,000. Then Reuven dies. Is he mechuyev to give it to the yashim? Instead, it's a machoikus. So the chesach means over here. According to sheet is that you have to give it to the yashim. The chesach wants to say this would be called mochzik. So Zayim Makiri Kahuna would be called Mochzik, and you would get Pishnayim. That's the Sivis wants to ding zech on it, and it's cutting it off. But it's all not answering Hava. Yeah, why is Hava different?
There is no pruta anywhere.
And Shvu and Makiri Kahuna.
It's not a pekodim.
It was a frosh. So it's as if it's by me already. So we could point to that and say it's by me. But you can't point to anything
that says
by me. It's something that's
Roy
to become mine. But right now, there's no.
It's not a bit far. It's not a bit far. Here he's saying. It's not a bit far. It's Mubarak's son. No, we don't. It's not Mufrish, which is the money. That's why it's not called Mufsik. But the Hamanas Kuna was Mufrish already. We know which it is. We know it's coming to him. That's called Mufsik. It's not a bit far. Right.
Or
if you say, oh, Matan Shahumak Mishumadan, the Gemara does say that. But you have to have, it's also a specific. Specific thing, a chafetz over here, which we know is coming to this kohen, that's called mochzik. It's not a svar. But what I wanted to say over the stipus is a different svar. The stipus wants to say that there's a gemara in Chulman, Daf Kuf Lamed on Beis, and Iran in Chulman, which is mashma, a chiddush, that matnas kahuna, once you mafish it, even before you give it to a kohen, it's already chal in a kinyan to sheva kahuna. It already belongs to sheva kahuna. That's really pshan, and he doesn't say this about the gemara of Teves Noah in a moment, but I think that's the pshan of Teves Noah in a moment. Because it's not your money, it belongs to Sheva Kahuna. Manas Kahuna automatically, once it comes into this world, it belongs to Sheva Kahuna. What Tevasana is, what the Yisrael does is, he chooses which coin it'll go to. He's like, Mavare in Sheva Kahuna, who will go to? It already was a Kenyan for Gan Sheva Kahuna. But what the coin does over here, what the Yisrael does over here is, he's Mavare which coin it goes to. is a ming, that's why it's called mochsik. By makiri kahuna, really, it was already koni to gans sheva kahuna. And since, especially with Rashi and Gittin, that all the other kahana miyayish and masiach dasumit, it's already mevuru that it's going to this koin, is a ming that's koni to this koin. And that's why it's called mochsik. That's why it's even better than halva. It was already koni. So the kinyan was to gans sheva kahuna, and the bira that the kinyan of the sheva kahuna is going to be narrowed down to this specific koin, that happened with the yish of all the other Ghanim. As a Mela, when the father died, he was already muhsik in it. He was already mamashakini then. So that's the way Stipe wants to learn. If that's Taka the Svara, I was thinking maybe over here also, maybe this should be a Svara why you should be able to be makna to a Koyan cotton Matnas Kuna, because you don't really have to be makna to him. The Kinyan already was the Gan Sheva Kuna. He already was Gan Sheva Kuna. What the soul's doing now is he's saying the Kinyan Sheva Kuna should now be focused all on this one Koyan. That's what he always does. And when he says it should all be focused on this Koyan cotton, you don't, even if you hold Das Chas Maknasai, there is no Das Chas Maknasai over here because there is no any moment. But all you're doing is you're being Mavara that the Kinyan is this Koyan cotton. You're not creating Kinyan. The Kinyan the Torah made already. The same way the Gemara says that by Makir Kahuna, it's called Muchsik. It's more than a Halva, it's Muchsik. And the Stipe explains, and by the way, with the Stipe's Pshat, I think he means it in the Nesivis. Nesivis has Mamasha, Kitzeloshin, could be the Nesivis means this far. But so if that, the Nesivis and the Stipe are both saying that there already was a Kenyan to Sheva Kahuna, and you just being Mavar who it goes to, maybe that'll work with a Kohen Katan also. And that'll be the teretz for all the places from that hole that you could give Matnas Kuna to a Kohen Katan. The Ksiz is asking, who is the Kenyan? And Chayyu, you do need a Kenyan. The Teretz says the Kenyan is, the Kenyan was automatically the Sheva Kahuna, that's the Sifan Gemara Makiri Kahuna. That's called Muchsik, not really, and that's how it would work. Right, well, that's the Nyanam that to do a Kenyan, it's enough with the Mir, right? Okay. I was thinking to say another Shayel, there's maybe a different Shayel over here on the end, you know, giving Matnas Kahuna to a Kohen Katan. There's, The Gemara says in Gittin Daf and Testament Beis, the famous halacha, the Torah says, and the pasuk says, "V'kidashtoi ki eslechem akechu makiv." There's a pasuk in Torah too, that there's a mitzvah to mekadosh kahanim because they do avoda. And the Gemara explains, what is v'kidashtoi? What's the mitzvah to mekadosh kahanim? The mitzvah is v'kidashtoi in chol davar shebekedushin of toyach rishon, of aruch rishon, lita mona yafar rishon. You always mechaber the kohen first. The Gemara says over there, that's why we give the Kohen the first aliyah. We're very makbid by laning, by kriyas Torah. The Kohen always gets the first aliyah because it's a mitzvah in the Torah of the Kiddush Day. It's a shayin and rishayinim if it's the rice to a banan, giving the Kohen the first aliyah. But my son, I rishayinim hold, I think the Ram holds is the rice. The Kiddush Day, giving the Kohen the first aliyah is mid rice. The Magen Avraham in some Reish Pei Beis, Katan Vav, he calls the shayin as the din mitzvah kiddushta by koyin cotton, and the shayin is like this because there's a gemara in Megillah da Chaf Gimel. The gemara says hakol oyin l'toyra afinu isha afinu cotton. It's not the gemara, and as every pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, mika din, you have to understand what it means. But mika din, anyone can get an aliyah to the Torah, even the isha, even the cotton. So let's talk about the ishas. One shayin, we'll talk about cotton. What does it mean the cotton getting aliyah? So some the Shulchan Aruch brings down about 3 or 4 days, and Ramah brings down different days. Some learn that he can get any aliyah, even the first aliyah. Some learn that the cotton can only get from Revi and on. The first 3 aliyahs have to go to a gadol. But from Revi and further, he can get an aliyah. And some hold he can only get Shvi, 1 aliyah. And some hold he can only get Maftiah. But everyone holds in Chol Pachas the cotton can get Maftiah. Can get Maftiah. By the Litvish and the Sechashna, we're not knowing that way. We never give a cotton an aliyah, even Maftiah. But Chassidish, they are knowing. I know by Mitzvah Bachrim, the week before the Bar Mitzvah, a lot of Chassidim, even though he's still cotton, they give him Maftiah. Because there's a Litvish in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara that for sure Maftiah a cotton can get. So the Magen Avraham says, the minig is, that's taken the minig, that we only give Maftiah. We don't give the other aliyah still cotton. But Mikadin, the Zecher is a day in Shulchan Aruch that a cotton can get Maftiah, can get any aliyah. So, collect the Magen Avraham, what do you do if you have only a Kohen cotton in the shul? You have no other Kohanim in the shul, only a Kohen cotton. So, to go say that you want to be Machmeh, we're not giving the first aliyah to a cotton, it's not so posh, because you have a mitzvah deraisa, the kiddashtoi. If there's a mitzvah deraisa to give the Kohen the first aliyah, what gives you the right to go be so Machmeh? Maybe you should give him the first aliyah. The worst that could be is you think I made a mistake. We maybe the halacha is a katan is not supposed to get the first aliyah, so you missed that on a darbanon. Maybe you didn't do the bal kair he laying. That was okay. Everybody was yitzel laying. The one that made the brachas was not the right person to make the brachas. He was a katan, right? But on the other hand, you don't want to miss out and miss the rice of a gedashtei. If to be missed the rice of a gedashtei, the Mogen Avraham says you would have to give the kohen katan. And who says there's no mitzvah there, right? So we could ask them a kohen cotton, just like you have to give a kohen the first aliyah. Maybe this halacha goes on a cotton also. So the Magen Avraham says no. He says there's no din of a kiddushin in a kohen cotton. Why? Because he says the Torah says beferish. The whole reason of a kiddushin is ki yislecha mekechu makir, because he does avoda. Tanya Magen Avraham that a cotton does not do avoda. So man, there's no din of a kiddushin. Of effective kivega on the Magen Avraham, there's a sefra that the chinuch brings down that says that a kohen bal mum, there is a mitzvah kiddushin. If you have a kohen bal mum, you mechuyev to give him the first aliyah. A kohen bal mum also, even if he's born a bal mum, kohen bal mum also doesn't do avoda. He never did avoda. So aktiv kivega vaistois that avoda is not makiv. So if you're clearing, you have tzad to say what? No, kohen bal mum does not do avoda.
What?
It's like you know, but he's not a makriv. Mm. So basically, the Kivega is not so clear, but it seems the Kivega is saying halacha that to be a kohen cotton in the shul, we should give him an ali. In fact, the Kivega, what's a cotton different than a balmum? Just like balmum is a dimviki dashta, mechuyev is giving first aliyah. According to this chakir of the Magen Avraham, that maybe there's a mitzvah kiddushin in a kohen cotton also. Mechuyev you'd have to give the cotton the first aliyah also. And mechuyev says no mashma kivega holds that way lalacha. No one does it that way. But if you don't say ein kan kohen, if there is a kohen cotton in the shul, maybe we should give him the first aliyah. Okay.
If you have
a brayer,
you take the
koi.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, the Magen Avraham doesn't say that, Svara. Magen Avraham's so shy is the Dimvik Nashtay.
I'm not thinking on seven.
No. You have a koi, you have a reason. That would be a good reason. There's a reason, even if it's al-sofik.
I hear you saying that.
But once it's al-sofik, there's no kiddushin anymore. Echanami, it's al-sofik.
Okay, you take...
No, that would be al-sofik.
Except that you're right. Yeah, that would be al-sofik.
Okay, what's the Taka Pshat in the Pasuk? It says, Kedashi Yisrael HaMakechel Makib. But the Sefer does say, and the Chinuch brings down, and no one's chelik on this, that a Baal Mum, he does get the first Aliyah. So in the Sefer is, that what the Torah is saying, Yisrael HaMakechel Makib is the reason why Shevet Kohuna has a din of Kedashi. Because the Shevet brings kabbonis, therefore the shevet is mechubed and we mechuyev to be mechabed them and give them the first aliyah. But it doesn't mean that this kohen himself personally has to be makiv. Even if he's a bal mum, we have to give him the mainly. If there's a tzad to say the mitzvah of the gedashtei goes on kohen cotton also, it doesn't shter the fact that he was never makiv. That's what Kivega is saying. Right.
Bal mum doesn't.
Duchen is different. It's different. It says he has nachem akecha makiv. It goes on a boy. It goes on that. Right. I was thinking to say a different story. Maybe why there's not the mikdashi in a kohen. This is listen to this. There's a it's not the shulchan acharav in the beginning of the sefer. Chazal shkamos aboy gesimen dalad agav. If you look in shulchan acharav, there's two simen dalads. The sefer starts from simen dalad. It starts from simen aleph beis gimel dalad. Then it starts counting over again aleph beis gimel and it goes straight. So when you're looking for simen dalad, it's the first simen dalad, not the second one. The first simen dalad. In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Negel Vasa, and he says, the Moedig Yisayit, he says, he brings down, Begam B'Talmud Hasiru Aruch HaTumma Zush Asher Yadayim. He brings, the Gemara talks about the Aruch HaTumma, that it's on a person's hands before Negel Vasa, before he washes his hands Yadayim. V'yamru She'en Eversa Gami Yashid Degim Pam B'Sirugan. It only goes away completely when you wash Negel Vasa three times, each hand B'Sirugan alternately. And he brings down he has to be very, very careful not to touch the eye or the nose or the ears or any open part of the body, because the ruach tum is on the yadayim. We don't want the chasham ruach tum to go inside the body. If you're very careful not touching any food, any oichel. Person touches any oichel, if one thing is a dime, it's a Rashi and Yumot, and Maiserav from the Goyin, it's brought down the Goyin, was very mafflik, very makbid on that, and anything that the person touched before Negel Vasa to throw it out, to destroy it. You have to warn the women on this. The women are the one Isaac and taking care of food. So therefore you have to warn them to be careful before Negavasa. But then he explains the Santa Zach, but what a guy touches about Negavasa, you don't have to worry. That's why when we go to the supermarket, you know, you take a box of cereal, who stacked the shelves? Who touched all the food in the supermarket? Goyim touched it, they didn't watch Negavasa. You ever think about that? How come we're not worried about that? Fraya Zich or something, it does bother me. I was always wondering, the big mashkichim, when they give hashkacha on the factory, you know, that's one of the things that the hashkacha should include. If there's any Fraya Yidin over there, that they wash Negavasa. You want to make sure they wash before. But the goyim you don't have to worry about. Why not? So Shulchan Aruch explains, Ki ruach tumazu eina mesav alishreis ena b'klisha kodesh. This ruach tuma only wants the chapsich on a kodesh kodesh. Mokem kedusha shen estalka misham, in a place which was kodesh and the kedusha went out. Shehem gufis yisrael kashem yishenim, which refers to the bodies of Yidden when they're sleeping. Shmosem agadeshim estalka migufam. And then the shem agadeshim goes out of the body. V'yozer ruach tuma shere gufam. And that's when the ruach tuma goes on into the body when he's sleeping. Because the shema chayzer is a guf. When the shema comes back to the body, mistalekes ruach tuma mikol guf. The ruach tuma leaves the whole body, even the shere sayidem buvad, and it remains on the hands. It's a kabon to ginyan, but this is the metzias, the way it works. Okay, maybe that's the makkah. But basically, he's explaining it as if nature pours a vacuum. Since the Yiddish neshama has kedusha in it, when that kedusha goes away, that's when the tumah comes onto it. Umitamzeh, this is the moedig about. Mitamzeh is like shochan acharav. Nogu lahokum and degiyas haketanim shloi giyun lechinuch. That's why we're noyeh. The sound he brings down. We're not so makbid when ketanim shloi giyun lechinuch that if they touch anything. Little kids, the 4 or 5 year olds, they get up sometimes early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, they're running around the house, and you get up late and you find them on the floor with a box of cereal all over the place, and who knows what they touched, what they didn't touch, and they didn't watch Negavasa yet. People aren't so makbid on that. What's the reason? So he says in Moed HaGazach, Nefisha Gemav Ikka Knisas Nefesh HaKadosh Ba'odam. The Ikka Neshama Kedusha of Yid comes Ba'odam Hu B'yugim Hashem V'yamechad. First, Yid is not really born. He says the son. A real Hegel Yiddish Neshama comes by the Bar Mitzvah. V'yamechad L'zacha V'yud Beis in the Keva. Or 12 years old by in the Keva, Bas Mitzvah. Shenachin is chayvu also mitzvahs men atoy v'nasav ne'enshim. He says no, another more degavat. What's the reason a kid is not chayvu mitzvahs until he's bar mitzvah? He's not chayvu ne'enshim until he's bar mitzvah because he never really had Yiddish in his shama. The real Yiddish in shama first comes when he's bar mitzvah. Pella. Utchinas knisas nefesh zu akadoshi bechinach atoy gomitzvah. Shechayvu kam mechanech. He says that it does start to come, not completely, but it comes a little bit, this Yiddish neshama, by chinuch. And then he adds on, gamba mitzvah smila, even with the mitzvah smila, it starts to get a little bit. It starts to get a little bit of neshama kedusha. L'chein hanizim and the giyas ha-katan, miyem ha-ming of the eilach kodeshim. Therefore, if somebody's careful for what a katan touched from the time he started chinuch or mila, kodeshim, that's in a hell of a special chumrah. Of really make it in, you don't have to be makbid in the giyah without negavasa, what he touched food, until he's bar mitzvah.
Gemara.
Right?
What's the name of the Shemali? It's supposed to be
makbid
to watch, and
you give them by a kipper. It says by a cotton or by a gold? Yeah. I'm not, okay, I don't see it, but this thing, this is what Shekhna Rav says. And before Mila, he says there's no chum at all. A baby, before. He's saying in Merdek Zap because in a cotton he doesn't really get his complete neshama kedusha, whatever that means, until he's bar mitzvah. As a minla, so I was thinking that l'chayra, the Indian of kedushas kahuna is on top of kedushas Yisrael. First, you have to have, you're not going to be a kohen if you're not first a yid. So first, you have to have the neshama kedusha of Yisrael. Then we can hope in the kedusha of a kahuna. As a minla, Kim and Zogin, that a cotton, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he does not have his complete. Neshama Kedusha, until he's bar mitzvah. So mainly you can say a kohen cotton doesn't have Kedusha's kunina. That's why there's no mitzvah v'kidash by a kohen cotton. That's why there's no Indian to give a kohen cotton first of the year. And that's why maybe also there's no Indian to give a, you cannot give a kohen cotton matnas kunina either. Because if he doesn't have his Neshama Kedusha, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, then Chayr Koshkin doesn't have Kedusha's kahuna before his bar mitzvah. So mainly you would not be able to give him matnas kunina either. What? Oh, he's allowed to eat it something else. I mean, yeah, is that, yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, oh, so, yeah. But for Nesina, we have some...
Does Nesina need...
What? Oh, so that's what I was thinking also. The emesis, that's what I wanted to say. But this svara might be good for the mitzvah kiddushin, that he doesn't have kiddushin kuna entirely. Of any of matnas kuna, there is a gemara chulin that chufam abeza amaralof and the baram paskins as I in perik tesoch bikurim alachachov that matnas kuna could be given to an isha kahenas. You can give it to an isha. And even if she's married to Yisrael, you can give the matnas kuna to Isha Kehenes, and her husband can eat it if it's the matanas that there's already. That's something else. I mean, but once you can't miss the scene, then the kohen can give it to his behemoth steed also. Right? Kashin and Truma.
The cotton's not out. Soch, kohen, cotton, the Truma.
Yes. Yeah. So you're going to bring a rag into the whole shrine and there's a lot of place you cannot get man's going to a kind of cotton. So what do you
that's
do?
That's the scene. Right. That's Kedusha.
No, I'm talking about the Sina. The Sina can be done to an Isha. You can just to an Isha, you get to Isha Gehenes. There's a Tosis in Kedusha, that Chesam Aralef, that has Chesam Safik and Tosis, two Tosim and Tosis, the Mishmach talks about it if you give Pinya Ben to an Isha Gehenes. A lady Kehanis, can you give Pinya Bento? It seems to be two Tzvetzim and Taisis. Kivega speaks about it in Shulchan Aruch in Hagorah, in Shulchan Aruch Yudeis, in San Machalof, Sivches. I got a shtickle on it in Hagorah, and Isaiah the Shirim in Kedushan Avches, about this Indian. But in Chayitz Poshe, that by an Ish, there's no mitzvah of the Kiddashtei. So the Teretz is, it could be Matnas Kuna, it's not Tongi in Kedushas Kuna, it's Tongi in Sheva Kuna. Tongi just in Sheva Kuna. And then you could say, even if a kohen katan doesn't have kedushas kuna, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you could give matnas kuna. But this svar of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it might be a svar of why there's no any of mitzvahs v'kidashtei by kohen katan. And that's the terrace why we don't give a kohen katan rishon. There's a little more to speak about these inyanim. Next time.
In Beth Kahanim, we start talking to this kohen.